Alrighty, if you could turn in your Bibles, again, I know I always say this in the English congregation, to bring your physical Bibles to church. I know most of you have a physical Bible like this, and so bring it and, you know, follow along. And we're going to turn to a book that is not really familiar to most of us, the book of Philemon. Titus, Philemon, Hebrew, James, Philemon, and we're going to look at these two words that Paul uses over and over again. And this is a Paul's greeting, classic greeting that he says in almost all his letters. Okay, so I'll read verse 1, you read verse 2, and let's all read verse 3 together. And of course, I'm going to be reading in English. You can follow along in Chinese, and you can say a second verse in Chinese, we'll do it. That makes sense, and then we'll do a third verse all together, okay? Philemon chapter 1, verses 1-3. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved fellow worker. Verse 2. And the verse 3 altogether, ready? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Today we're going to look at these two words. It says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to look at grace and we're going to look at peace. And when Paul wrote a lot, two-thirds of all the books in the New Testament, did you know that? I'm sure most of you guys already knew that. But every time he writes a letter to a church, he says this phrase at the beginning and also at the end, every time. In Philemon chapter 1, verse 3, he says, grace to you and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. In verse 3. And at the end, in verse 25, he says, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with your spirit. Now, if you could just coin one word to Apostle Paul, I think it would be the word grace. Often the Apostle John, he was the Apostle of love. I don't know if you heard that. He championed and talked about the love of God in his letters. And so he's a champion who talked about God's love. But for Apostle Paul, if you could take one word and give him that word, will be the word, I think, the grace of God. And the sermon is really grace and peace, and there's only two points: grace experience and peace experienced.
恩惠跟平安。
And this is my opinion. I think Apostle Paul is one of the greatest men to be born in human history, apart from obviously the greatest man is Jesus himself.
所以我个人认为这个使徒保罗的话是在除了耶稣基督之外，在这个人类历史上的一个非常伟大的一个人。
Is Jesus, and then I think, in my opinion, is Apostle Paul. And the more I read this man and the letters that he has written, inspired by God, the more I love this man. He had such a boldness about him in teaching and preaching the truth in his day. He would never compromise the truth of God's word, even though he had opposition. Not only from the Gentiles, he had opposition from his own fellow kinsmen, the Jews. Many churches who supported Paul left him. Only one church recorded in the Bible that stayed with him faithfully to the end of his ministry. And the more I read Paul, the more I study his letters, he truly understood what it means to understand the grace of God. Let me give you a definition of what grace of God means. He says, the grace of God, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ is for the undeserved or unworthy, and the next word is unworthy, undeserved sinners. God's grace from our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, is given to undeserved sinners. I think one of the hymns captures this beautifully. Let me not sing it, I spare you the singing, but it's called Beneath the Cross of Jesus.
那个我们有一首诗歌的话呢，非常准确的去描述了这样的一个恩惠。
Verse 2 it says, Upon the cross of Jesus, mine eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my stricken heart and with tears, two wonders I confess. The wonders of his wonders of redeeming love and my unworthiness. There is a hymn writer understood the grace of God, his unworthiness.
在这首诗歌的这个歌词里面，他说 转眼仰望耶稣的时候，我们看到了这样的一位啊，为我们受苦受难的这样的一位圣者。我的心里面的哀痛跟眼泪啊，我承认我是这样的一个啊救赎的爱，还有我的不配。
God's grace is God's redeeming love for the unworthy and undeserved because of their sin.
神的这样一个救赎的大能的话，是赐给这些不配得的罪人的。
And the verse 3, I love it.
这个歌词的第三段的话，是我很喜欢的一段。
Every time I read this verse, it kind of chokes me up sometimes.
每次我读的时候呢，我自己都心里面受震撼。
It says, I take or cross thy shadow for my abiding place.
我经过你的这个你的这个庇护的时候呢，我这个是我的份。
I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of his face.
我不求这个除他脸光之外的这样的一个亮光。
And here's the one. Content to let the world go by. All of that.
那么这一刻的话，这个树上的我甘愿撇下世界的虚荣。
Content to let the world go by, to know no gain nor loss.
得失不再计较。
My sinful self, my only shame, my glory, all the cross.
我将既罪看为羞耻，施加为我荣耀。
And I think the hymn writer glories in the cross is because it is on the cross where not only my sins are forgiven.
在这个施加上，不仅是我的罪得到赦免。
Not only my punishment for sins are absorbed by Christ,
不仅仅这个罪罚的话是由耶稣基督所承担。
It is the grace of God that trains me to forsake my sins and get ready for my new home in heaven.
他同样也是将我这个改变能够有一个新的这个在天上的这样的一个归宿的家。
Let me read you a passage about Paul's explanation of God's grace. Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9. You guys know this verse probably by heart. Ephesians chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so no one may boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Now the reason the Apostle Paul not only mentions it in the beginning of his letter, but sandwiches it at the end is because not only he understood what grace was, he experienced the grace of God from God himself.
不单只他懂得这个什么是神的恩惠，是你。更因为是他亲身的经历过这样的一个恩惠的这样的一个祝福。
It's one thing to know what grace of God is, but it's another thing to actually experience it. Does that make sense?
那就是我们去更加去有深刻理解这样的一个恩惠的话呢，就是亲身去经历这样的一个恩惠。
You know, I could tell you Letchworth is beautiful. You guys went to Letchworth?Raise your hand if you went to Letchworth.
有人去过这个 Letchworth 吗？
Those who didn't go to Letchworth, shame on you.
那些没有去的话，你恐怕赶紧去吧。
It's only an hour away, and it is, I think, one of the hidden gems, in the U.S.
这个只有一个多小时，这个是一个很美的地方。
It's beautiful, in Letchworth. I've been there many, many times.
这个非常漂亮 ，Letchworth 非常漂亮，我去过很多次。
I think I've been to Niagara too.
我也去过这个尼加拉瀑布。
I think Letchworth is, I think is better.
我认为这个 Lichwitz 是比那个尼加拉瀑布还要美。
And the reason Paul not only says and champions the grace of God, he actually experienced it.
那么这个保罗的话不仅是这个懂得这个什么是神的恩典，他也亲身的经历过这样的一个。
那 to explain this, do you know who Apostle Paul was?
知道、这个、
before he became an apostle, do you know who he was?
知道这个使徒保罗在他成为使徒之前的话，他是谁吗
？Anyone?
谁可以说一下
？He says in 1 Corinthians 15:9 and Galatians chapter 1:13. Just hear it.And it's not going to be up there. But he says this, I am the least of the apostles. He said he's the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
哥林多前书的十五章九节，他说，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
Before Paul became a Christian, he was a Pharisee of the Pharisee.
那在他这个成为使徒之前的话，他是法利赛人的中的法利赛人。
Basically, what that means is among the Jews, he was the top.
那么他意思就是说，他在这些所谓这个犹太人里面的话，他是犹太人中的这个犹太人，他在上层。
It's like going to Harvard and then you graduate at the top five.
就像去了哈佛之后的话，他还是这个最高的这个10%的那部分的精英。
Watch, I don't even know if Harvard is number one now. Maybe they're not. I don't know whether number one university in the United States or in the whole world. And he was like number one student. That's what status he was as a Pharisee.
那么他在这个法利赛人中的地位的话，就有点像是在美国，不管是哪一个最好的学校吧，就是最好的学校里边的这个第一名。
And when he says he persecuted the church, it doesn't just mean that he like persecuted, put people in jail, or he just whipped them.
他这个他去迫害教会的话，那么他把这些教会的人去放到监里面的话，还鞭打他们。
He actually ordered people to kill Christians.
他也同样，他更严重的是，他去命令这些人的话，去杀害这些基督徒。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 13. For you have heard my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it.
加拉太书的一章十三节，你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的是怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。
And yet, even though he had this horrible history, he was a murderer. He killed people. That was his resume in his past life.
所以这个就是保罗的这个履历。他谋杀他这个他真的是去谋杀神的这样的一些子民。
And you would think like God wouldn't use that kind of a person mightily in His kingdom.
你可能想这样的一个人的话，怎么能够跟神的这个国度有份
？Even though he says he's the least of the apostles, actually it's not true. He's one of the greatest of the apostles.
虽然他讲他说他是使徒中最小的，实际上他在使徒里面是真的是最大的。
He said he's the chief.Chief, number one sinner, chief of sinners.
他说他是这个罪人中的罪魁。
No, no. He was a saint.
但是他是这个是一个圣人。
Now, if someone like that, let's say, came here.
如果有这样一个人会怎么样
？Not someone that would kept killing people and then came to here as a pastor, a pastor, one of the associate pastor of this church.
如果是一个曾经杀过人的人来到我们教会里面，成为这个牧师或者助理牧师，大家会这么想
？And he had a good resume. You know, he went to this school and he had a tremendous amount of ministry. Paul was a preacher and a church planter, a missionary.
他这个履历表上面有很多好的好的这些条目，他在多少的施工，
What have been what an amazing associate pastor he could have. He was not only an amazing preacher, he was an amazing teacher. And he was
不仅是一个好的这个教师，也是一个很好的一个教导。
Planting churches all over and a missionary.
他是一个很好的一个传道人呢，是他怎么样很好的去规划了这个宣教跟这个教会的这个施工跟建立。
But by the way, in my former life, I killed people.
但是在他之前的这样的一个生活里面，他杀人。
Would you hire him if you were one of the search committee?
你愿意去雇这样的一个这样的一个人吗？去把他成为你教会的牧师吗？
I mean, honestly ask that.
我们如果诚实问一问我们自己。
You know, you're applying for a company and you said, oh, here's my, I went to this school, out of all these experience. But by the way, you know, I had a past history and I killed people.
如果你去一个公司里面应聘，你讲了很多好东西，你有很好的教育，你很好的经历，但是最后你提一下我以前是个杀人犯。
Would you say, oh, come on in, good job, yeah, we're glad to have you. I don't think so.
那个你可以想象这个公司会说那个啊我们太高兴了，让很高兴把你雇到公司里面去。
I think even me, I would have a question mark if I was a part of the search committee. Like, man, he has a great resume, but man, look at like his former life. I mean, that's. I don't know.
可能我们在心里面会说这个他的这个履历的话是非常的这个非常独特，也非常的漂亮，但是他这以前干过的事情的话，让我们要三思，对吧？
But not God.
但是在神那里不是这样的。
God used Apostle Paul mightily in his kingdom.
但是神在他的这个他的国度里面大大的使用了保罗。
Even though he knew he was unworthy for the position.
Because
of his former past sins.
虽然神完全知道在他的这个前半生里面的这样的一个不光彩的这样的一个记录的跟他所犯过的罪。
God had grace and mercy on Paul.
神在保罗的身上真的是很有恩典。
And he really understood that.
那么保罗自己心里完全的明白这样一条。
You know the hymn Amazing Grace?
我们唱过这个 Amazing Grace.
I could really hear Paul singing this with tears just dripping in his eyes.
那我们就仿佛能够看到这个保罗在唱这首也在唱这唱过这首诗歌这个泪流满面的唱过这首诗歌。
Amazing, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound.That saved a wretch like me, he killed and persecuted the church.
Amazing Grace, 这是一首诗歌的歌词的话是非常贴切的反映了保罗这样的一个曾经犯过这样的一个迫害教会的罪。
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, now I see.
我曾经是失丧，现在被寻回曾经是眼瞎的，现在能够看见。
Was grace that taught me to heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour for I first believed.
那浩大的这个恩典让我心敬畏。
And I think Paul really understood God's grace upon his life.
那么保罗是一个真正在他的这个一生当中懂得神在他身上恩典的这样的一位。
Don't misunderstand me. Paul, even though his sins were forgiven, it's not that he tolerated sin. That's not God's grace.
不要误解，就是说，虽然保罗完全懂得什么是恩典，但他并不容忍这个 罪恶的这样的一个的延续。
It's not he got his great God's grace. He kept persecuting and killing Christians.
那并不是说他蒙了恩典的话呢，继续去跑去逼迫教会。
No, this grace changed him.
这个恩典的话改变了他。
That he was stopped killing Christians and now champions and was a church planter and one of the greatest apostles.In the history of the church,
不再迫害教会，也不再这个逼迫信徒，然后他成了这个宣教的先锋，他成了宣教的一个伟大的一个宣教士。
I pray that that kind of grace of God may saturate this church.
愿神这样的一个恩惠的话呢，充满我们这样的一个教会。
That you too would truly experience this grace of God, and that you would extend that same grace to sinners.
让我们把这样的一个恩典的话呢，传播给这些不配的这些罪人。
And not just judge them for their sin, because you probably commit the same sins yourself.
而不是去给这些不配的罪人去定罪，因为我们自己本身的话也曾经是这样的一个不配的罪人。
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Jerry. I'll turn the mic on. Half the sermon here. The grace of experience and now peace. And what I want to say is, it says grace to you and peace. You know where that's really from? It says from our Father, Lord Jesus Christ.This grace and peace doesn't come from you.
我们谈到这个恩惠跟平安，那么从这个恩惠平安从哪来的呢？它不从我们自己身上。
It's not like you could generate God's grace and peace on your own. You can't.
我们自己本身不能够产生神的这样的一个恩惠跟平安。
Grace and peace comes from God.
恩惠平安是从神那里来。
And peace experience, I want to talk about John 14:27, but I want to talk about my sister and how she experienced peace from God. John
14:27.
John 14:27, it says this.
约翰福音的十四章的二十七节这样说。
Peace I leave with you.My peace I give to you. See that it comes from God, the Son. Peace I give you, not as the world gives, do I give peace. So the world also gives peace.
他说我留下平安给你们，我将你平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。我们知道这个世界有时候也能够带来一些平安，是吗？
But the peace that the world gives is not true peace.
这个世界所给予的这样的一个安慰的话，它不是一个真正的平安。
It is a counterfeit peace.
那是一个虚假的样的一个。
And I want to talk about my sister, my older sister. I have two older sisters, Mia and MJ. We call it MJ, Mijin, but MJ, and then I'm the youngest.
所以我有两个大姐。
When you look at me, maybe you think I'm kind of mature, but when I'm around my sisters, you know that I'm the youngest.
但是在我的这个姐姐之下的话，我是个小弟。
My dad was a pastor, now retired, but after 25 years of ministry in Korea, he decided to come to United States, not.For our education, we immigrated here. He wanted to plant a Korean church here in 1984.
这个我父亲的话是一个曾经是一个这个韩国的牧师。这个25年的牧会之后的话呢，1984年来到美国，并不是为了我们的这个下一代的教育，而是他准备在这边的话有一个这个。韩语教会的这样一个职堂的这样一个工作。
Now, from what I hear, my dad became a pastor. The church that he was at, a lot of the churches he was at, you know, now, you know, pastors get a salary, but back then, all pastor got was like the food to eat, and he didn't get like, you know, a salary. It was just the parsonage church provided the parsonage to live, and the farmers will give him food to eat so he'll survive.
我们在韩国那个时候的话呢，不像我们今天这个牧师的话是有薪水的。那个时候的话，韩国的牧师是没有薪水的，他们得到的是那些这些农民们提供的这个食物，让这个牧师的这个家庭能够生活。
Anyway, long story short, he decided to come, and of course he didn't have any money to come, but he had a friend said.You know, Pastor Choi, go to the United States to plant a church, and he gave him $10,000, okay, and he bought all the tickets for their family.
所以那个时候的话呢，有一位这个有一个家庭的话呢，跟他说，崔牧师，你去美国去支堂，那么这个给了他们一张这个一万美元的这样的一个支柱，让他们可以去到美国去支堂。
Anyway, I was eight, 1984. I was eight. My older sister was 10, and then my older sister was 12. Mia was 12 when she came to the States.
所以当时这个我是1985年的时候，我是八岁。那个大姐的话是二岁，二姐的话是十岁。
And you know, my parents didn't know a word of English, as you can imagine.
你可以想象当时是怎么样一个情形。
Actually, looking back, I think my dad was crazy.
如果我们回头看的话，都会觉得我父亲那时候挺疯狂。
I was learning my ABCs on the plane.
我在这个飞机上面学的这个现学的这些 ABC 这个英文的这些字母。
And when they came in, my dad worked part time at Toys R Us. Now Toys R Us is bankrupt, but Toys R Us was like.The place to go to get toys for kids.
那么这个那个时候，我的父亲在 Toys for Us 那个去 去做这样的一份临时工。
And my mom worked at Marriott, doing the what do you call that? Like making the bed and like you know cleaning the sheets and then making the bed.
那么这个他我妈妈在那个 Marriott 那个 hotel 里面是铺床单。铺床单。
Housekeeping.
这个就是。在那边当服务员。
And I actually still remember the check that she got every week. It was less than $200.
每周
It was like $150 after taxes or something. She was getting like $3.75 per hour.
所以那个每周拿到的支票的话都是100多块钱左右，也就是那个时候的这个最低薪金大概是一小时3块多钱。
And of course, my parents had to file taxes every year. And you know who would do it? It was my sister who filed taxes in 1985, even until now.
所以这个就是我的大姐呢来去替他们报税的。
And I didn't know this as a when I was a little kid, but there was a heavy burden on my older sisters for years.
就那个时候的话，我的大姐们肩上的话，这个负担也还是挺重的。
Not only she had to worry about herself in school, because she was 12, so she was in junior high, and but she also had to worry about the family. She was like my second mother, believe it or not. Even though we were only 4 years apart, she was really my second mother until she got married, and then you know, things changed a little bit in our relationship. She was my best friend actually, and my second mother.
所以那个时候的话。我这个十二岁的大姐的话，实际上，这个不单只要在这个在学业上面一个全新的一个学习环境里面有负担，而且要对家庭里面的话有很多的负担。事实上她就好像我的第二个妈妈一样的话，跟我的关系非常好。
When she went off to college at Virginia Tech, she had to quit because my parents were having some financial trouble, so she had to quit.College and come to a local college in Northern Virginia and go into another college because and work full time at McDonald's to help my parents.
所以在他这个去了这个 Virginia Tech 去上大学的时候呢，也中途也必须要 要退学，因为家庭的经济情况不好，他要在那个麦当劳里边的话呢，全时间的去工作，去这个补贴家用。
Now, I didn't know all this, okay? I was just a young guest. I was kind of living my own life, and I didn't know all this. I found out later on.
所以当时我这个作为最小的这个男孩的话呢，可能这还不知道这一切，是活在自己的小世界里面。后来我才发现。
Sorry, that story is getting a little long, but years go on, she finally graduated from college, and then she goes to Korea just to do like a couple years of teaching English. But back then, English was huge in Korea, and she wanted to be a teacher. She was a math teacher for about 8 years.
所以那个后来，我大姐的话呢，是去到韩国的话是去，在当时对英语的这个教育很有需要的时候，他到那边去教英语，后来也是成了这个一个数学的老师，那边教了八年。
And just one story, because my parents were struggling financially, and I didn't know this, and my sisters will help them after they come back from their work. And at this time, my dad didn't work; he was the full-time ministry. My mom worked at Marriott in the evening, and I didn't know this until I got married. So I was like almost like mid-30s, and my parents told me, my sisters told me that both of my parents and my sister will also help because they were trying to make a little more money by cleaning, you know, like the offices, the business offices at night.
所以他们这个是事实上这个我的大姐们这个对家庭的这个帮助很多我知道这个结婚就是三十来岁结婚的时候我还不知道这个事情，他们有时候是需要在晚上那么去给这些办公室去做清洁工作来补贴家用。
And my older sisters will go and help them, and I was clueless what's going on. I didn't care. I didn't know. You know, I was so immature. I think my other sister kind of knew, but I was in the dark. I didn't know what they were doing. And so my sisters, like, there was a heavy burden on my sister for years.
所以这个那些年来的话，在我的这个大姐的这个肩上的话，是实在是他们承受了很多的这样的一些负担。他们虽然晚上有时候出去的话，我根本就不知道他们出去干什么了去，但是我现在后来才知道他们是去工作去补贴家用。
I was a freshman in college, and at the end of my freshman year, I got converted. And my third year, when I was junior in college, she's in Korea, you know, doing English, teaching English in Korea. And my third year, I got really sick, and I was in the hospital for a month.
我在这个在上大学这个一年级之后才是这个信主的，在我三年级的时候，那个我有一次病了，还病得很重，进了医院。
I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is autoimmune disease.
我得了一个挺重的一个病。
Yeah, like my body attacks my own body.
这个就是这个可能是免疫系统的这样的一个问题，就是说自身攻击自身。
If you know Alice in the English ministry, she has autoimmune disease. That I was different autoimmune disease, but I was diagnosed with that.
这就是一个自免疫的一个疾病。
I've been a Christian already for 2 years.
那个时候我已经信主两年。
My sisters weren't Christian. When she heard that I was sick, she left Korea and she came back to the States.
那么这个我当时已经信主两年，但是我的大姐们还没有信主。那么她听到他的弟弟病的时候呢，从韩国来到美国。
And it was that few months that God worked in her heart, and she got saved too.
那么在那几个月里面的话呢，神在他的心里动工的话，也让他去归向了主。
I promise I get to the peace, okay?
那我稍后会谈一下。
Once a week, our family had our family service.
每一周我们都有一个家庭的敬拜。
We all sit, all of us will sit. To my sister and my parents and my dad will sit. We'll sing a song. My dad will give a short Bible study. And then he will make us pray, all of us, like one by one. We always hated that.
那就是我们在一起唱一个诗。那么这个我父亲的话会领一次这个查经，然后那个让我们每一个人都祷告。
And when it came to my older sister, she just got converted. She became a Christian. And then when she came to her time to pray, she could even say not only two words will come out of her mouth. She'll be literally like Niagara Falls crying the whole time.
那么这个当轮到我的这个大姐去祷告的时候呢，她说不上一两句话，但是她的这个眼泪的话哗哗的直流。
And of course, like we even know why she was crying, and so the first time in her life that she really felt peace in her life.
那么她说这个在她的这个一生当中，她第一次感到了内心的平安。
You know, I thought she would say something else, you know, but.
我以为她会说另外的一些。
And even though I tell you the story of she being 12, and you know, and responsible and all the stuff for my parents and taxes and many other things and working and supporting my parents, maybe that's been lifted, but. She was saying peace, the weight of her sin that she was carrying all these years has been lifted from her.
那么虽然我知道她当时来到美国的时候只有12岁，那个又承担了很多的这些家庭上的一些负担，也包括要报税等等等等等等，这么多年的这些压力，也许那个时候被释放，但是更重要的是这些这么多年来压在他心里面的这些这样一个罪的一个重担的话呢，被神所挪去了。
When Jesus says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light."
当耶稣基督说，我的担子是轻省的，我的担子是轻省。
She, for the first time in her life, with his tears is dripping down in her eyes, she said, "I experience." The peace of God for the first time.
那么这个他真正的在他人生当中的话是经历到了神所赐予的这样的一个平安。
And that only comes not from herself. He says here, Paul understood that the grace and the peace comes from who? From our Father through the Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的一个恩典跟平安的话是。来源于我们的这个天父。
And I pray, I'm running out of time, I pray that we too, just like Paul, how he experienced, not just know in his mind God's grace, he experienced it and God used him mightily, that you would also experience the very peace that comes from God. Peace I give to you, not how the world gives you, but how God gives to you. May you experience this peace, I pray.
所以也就像这样这个保罗所经历过的，这个不是从地上能够得到的这样一个平安，是从我们的天父那里赐下的一个真正的一个平安。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, you are a merciful, gracious, full of grace and full of peace.
我们的天父，你是真是那一位充满着恩典、充满着荣耀、充满着这个慈爱的神。
And you pour upon us grace upon grace to your people.
你为你的子民赐下恩上加恩的这样的一个恩典。
And peace that comes only through.You, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
也同样赐下通过耶稣基督赐下真正的这样的一个平安。
And so, Father, whether we cry or not, O Lord, may we, Lord, we have, if we are a Christian this morning, we have in some degree experienced grace and peace that comes only from you.
我们周围一个基督徒的话都曾经经历过你所赐下的这样的恩典跟平安。
And so we thank you and Lord that we would know and experience your grace and peace all the more as we glean upon your word, especially your son.
所以我们感谢你这个 在这个世上赐下你的恩典，你的慈爱跟平安。
And so we lift up all these prayers to you and pray this not by might, not by power, but by your spirit in and through Christ.
所以我们这样的一个祷告，不靠权势，也不靠能力，而是靠着你的圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.